Today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
It's Friday, and that means another version of Tech Talk. Adam Oldfield, the president and CEO of FPM and FPM3 Marketing and Vacuuman, who sponsored this fine program, is with us once again. My apologies, first of all, Adam, you got bumped by the premier, but we know our priorities, so that's why we're back with you here. About the tech stuff, and I know everybody's eyes just start glazing over when they talk about apps and things of this nature, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Hope you had a good week, by the way.
I did, actually, Bill, and you know what? Because it's the premier, I'm willing to take just a small step back, but rest assured, I will be sending him a notice and saying, please refrain from interrupting the show on Tech Talk Friday CHML, because, you know, there's other days you could have made this announcement. Today was not that day.
Look out, Mr. Premier, a stern letter coming from Adam. Watch out. Listen, we've got electric cars. We've got everything going here that's electric these days. And we're moving into this stuff. Electric trucks, of course. Elon Musk is still rolling that thing out. How about an electric boat?
You know, we've left that out quite a bit. In fact, you know, we're seeing so many different products coming into the market. One that I haven't spoke about, but I thought was worthy of a mention, is a new electric boat. It's a Candela C8 electric boat. And, you know, when you think of motorboats, you think of that roaring sound of the motor in the lake kind of ripping through the waters. Well, this is actually the quietest motorboat that's out, and there's other versions of it, but why I'm bringing this one up is that it's an electric luxury motorboat, Bill, and it's affordable to the degree of which, if you're seeking to get yourself something of a cottage on the water or an area with a sitting area and maybe a bedroom, it's not a massive luxury yacht, but it is a setting that is completely electric, that is capable not only of just being a boat in the water that you can stay in, it's actually got a hydrofoil element to it, so it's super fast, smooth, and quiet. One of the issues in regards to motorboating is that the sound of the motor tends to be actually one of those things that people is like a warning. Think of it as a security element of knowing when a motorboat's roaring towards you. This is something of which is still to be determined how they're going to announce or allow. Very similar to what we saw with electric cars, with the sound of more or less the rubber rolling on the road. This electric boat has zero sound to it. So anyway, this announcement has come out. It's going to be coming into the next year that you'll be able to get yourself an electric motorboat. It goes about 93 kilometers, and it will give you that luxury of being on the water at the silence of noise pollution. So anyway, if you're seeking something, there is a new product in the market, and you can feel you're still helping that climate change problem.
Yeah, the noise thing is actually going to be a bit of a concern for an awful lot of people, because like you say, that roar, at least you know there's somebody around there. But no noise. I don't know if you just sound the horn or beep beep or whatever you're going to do, but they'll come up with something, I'm sure. You talked to us about the Samsung folding phone for the last couple of weeks. You've talked about this. And as you said in your notes to me, you said there's one major flaw. They're not making enough of them.
That's the biggest flaw. Actually, it's such a demand right now that Samsung is now very similar to many different car manufacturers we talked about a few weeks back with the microchips. There is not enough product to be able to be delivered. So as much as we may want the products on the market, we may want to be able to purchase it. The biggest flaw they have is it's no longer available. There is such a massive demand to be able to produce these units, and they are not available to provide them. So in Korea, directly where the product is actually made and created, there is a limited shortage. Just to tack onto that, not to think that Samsung's the only one in the lack of product delivery, Apple has also announced that they are limiting the amount of units to be made by 10 million. 10 million units, Bill. This is not because they don't want to make them, not because people don't want to buy them. But again, Apple has finally hit the end of its apple tree in the fact that they do not have the ability to provide enough product. So this is the reason I'm bringing this up now is we may be hearing a lot about these products. There's going to be obviously advertising for these products, but don't be surprised when you're excited to upgrade your latest phone and there's just not one available for you.
Well, we saw this on TV this past week. I'm watching the baseball playoffs and everything else. And you're right, there's a big ad campaign right now for the Samsung flip phone. And they don't tell you can't get it, but just say, isn't this neat? But I guess you're just going to have to be patient. It's like the electric cars, right? Who is it now? Cadillac's got a brand new electric car, SUV that's coming out. But they're not taking orders now because they don't think they can make enough of them. So we're in a supply shortage thing here for a long, long time here.
and it's going to, obviously, this is going to justify the means of the price of the product is what I understand is the demand of the product being available, number one. But number two, when we're looking at these prices going, that is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the price of these is, as you and I talked before, I mean, a Samsung Folding 3 is almost $3,000 Canadian, Bill. How do I know? Because I wanted to buy one. And, you know, and I want one, but unfortunately, even the tech man himself is not capable of getting one. So I'm crying in my beer, sitting and wondering when and shall I get this product. Of course, I've already started putting a little bit of a savings plan together, so when it actually comes, I can afford to purchase this product.
One of the things that, and you've talked about this in the past many times, is when you're making a decision about getting another phone, it's not just the color, it's not just the kind of games or the stuff on it. It's, hey, how many upgrades do I get on this? And it sounds as if Samsung's got some competition now.
Well, just to add insult to injury to Samsung, not only can they not produce the products fast enough for the units, they've also got a bit of a punch in the gut from its competition, Google. Now, of course, Android runs off of Samsung, and it's got its own little proprietary operating system on Samsung that is unique to it. But the Pixel 6 is coming out, and very much in line with what Apple was doing, where Apple came up with its own microchip, its own hardware. They've really developed their own unit to be unique to its systems. Google is now doing it with the Pixel 6. That's not the big announcement. The announcement is Google is promising now 5 years of security updates, Bill. And that is really, really impressive considering we know how many upgrades in Android gets updated every year. This is really, really going to entice a lot of people to really question, I can't buy a Samsung. So I do need to upgrade my phone. And should or if I get a Samsung, they're only providing right now only 3 to 4 year security updates, depending on what model you get. So if you're seeking to get yourself a product, Google Pixel is now going to become a hardware, a software, all in one integrated, which means it's going to be quicker. It's going to be faster. It also allows Google to be able to do the updates that they're claiming can be done faster because it's not relying on a third party development in its hardware. So that being said, overall, we can expect to see that competition between Google itself and Apple really starting to ramp up. And Samsung, a leader second still in the world for phones, is going to be taking a little bit more of a punch in the cheek when it comes to whether or not it is viable to be purchased in the future.
Technology has changed our lives dramatically. I mean, you look at me, Adam. You know, I'm not a big tech guy, not like you. I have a smartphone. I have a smartwatch. I have a smart TV. What I'm missing in my life, what I could really use, is a smart soap dispenser. Who can possibly develop a smart soap dispenser for me? That would just make my life complete.
Look no other than the one company we all know that can save us, and that is Amazon.
There you go.
Has come up with, yes, a smart soap dispenser. So the biggest question, Bill, and I think I was talking with Michelle about this, and we were talking about the topics of what to bring up, and she goes, don't they already do this? Isn't a soap dispenser, it's already kind of smart, isn't it? And I mean, I agree. I mean, you put your hand underneath, it automatically dispenses an amount of soap. But let's add a little more intelligence to it. First of all, Alexa's integrated in it. So now it will give you, get ready, that full-on understanding of the 20-second rule of washing your hands. Not only does it give you 20 seconds, you can now upgrade it with the ability to allow it to play a song for 20 seconds. It can play your favorite music. It can play maybe a chime. Maybe if you'd like, you could take 20 seconds of tech talk with Adam and Bill and have that play in the background for 20 seconds. But the idea behind this smart device is that it's got a timer. So the minute you dispense the soap, a 20-second, which is what I believe the recommended timing of when you want to continue scrubbing and rubbing your hands, it will start. As you're rubbing, you're supposed to be, kind of keeping in the motion. It's got sensors in it, Bill, watching you. So again, remember, Alexa doesn't just talk. It's actually what. So if you give up at about 10 seconds and go, I'm good, it actually will put a warning. You'll hear the warning say, you have 10 more seconds. Please continue scrubbing. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of a bit of a, what happens if I don't? Bill, that's the thing I haven't been able to figure out. Is this thing going to get loud and start scolding me like my mom? Is it going to start start like growing legs, and or is it going to reach out with a hand and a fly swatter and smack me? I don't know, but it does give you a little bit of a heads up that, hey, you haven't got to 20 seconds yet. You need to keep going. Play till the music ends.
I thought they were going to do, remember when COVID started and they talked to us about washing hands, and yeah. They said, sing happy birthday to yourself. And I thought that's what Alexa was going to do. You know, sing happy birthday. I'm not finished the song. Come on, Adam, did you do under your nails, Adam? You know, it is. It's going to scold you.
It's going to scold you. It's going to give you some sort of, I have yet to see it. I think it's great. I think it's almost comical to hear it. I almost want to tick it off all the time and just wash my hands for 5 seconds and walk away just to see if Alexa goes, get back here. So I don't know what the ramifications of this smart soap dispenser is, or you know, what the other elements of Alexa allows you to do other than integrate with the other smart devices. But if you're really trying to keep up with efficiencies and making sure your hands are clean during COVID, this is the great device. Off of it also gives you weather updates. It can give you stock updates. It comes with a bunch of other little bells and whistles, Bill. But yeah, it's available from Amazon. It's a smart soap dispenser.
All right, we got a minute left, and I wanted to give you some time to comment with one of your heroes who made the news this week, and that's, of course, Captain Kirk, Captain James T. Kirk. William Shatner boldly went where no other man can afford to go, and that was out to outer space. Your comments on that?
My comment is that the captain of the Enterprise can legitimately say he's been in space. And yes, he managed to go up with Blue Origin from Jeff Bezos. He had a chance to really enjoy. The interesting thing is not only was it William Shatner that's going into space. I mean, I got a little kind of tingly on that, by the way, Bill, when I was watching. I'm like, that's really cool. What really got the news was the fact that he's the oldest aged citizen to fly in space. And that's a big landmark. So not only is it just the fact is William Shatner, he actually now holds as the first oldest citizen to be able to fly into space. So, I mean, with that said, any Star Trek fan will be able to say, you know what? You can never look at the captain the same and say he's never been to space. How does he know what he's talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, it's official. William Shatner, yes, Mr. Kirk himself has been to space.
I know. His first comment when he got into the spacecraft, of course, where's Scotty? So, you know, a little bit confused, but that's okay. This is an abridged version of Tech Tech. Next Friday, we'll be back with the full version, unless the Premier decides to jump in on us once again. We do this every Friday at 11:30, brought to you by our good friends at Vacuuman. Adam Oldfield, thanks as always. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
You too.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.